Good times and great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. Well, every now and then, some new numbers drop every month or so with some of the unemployment and employment data in and around the Hunter and beyond. And from the gang at Business Hunter, their CEO, Bob Hawes, always likes to have a bit of a look through them. And Bob, at face value, it seems not the greatest month with unemployment numbers rising here in September. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark? Yes, across the month, we had some statistics that showed that what happened nationally and across the state, they only rose up very slightly, but we had a bit of a jump here in the Hunter, but it's still relatively low given what we've been through, and hopefully we don't see it spike continuing these figures becoming a trend, but levelling off and things calming down again.
Well, as always, I guess you have to sort of get down to the microscopic detail to throw the numbers out a bit further. 6,500 jobs, it's just, if you're one of the 6,500, not great. Do we have any further insight on where specifically or what industries or what type of work that those jobs were lost in?
No, we don't. I mean, these are gross statistics that the ABS publish in the monthly snapshot, and the actual figures across industry take some more time to come through. But we do know that what it's doing is it's still suppressing the number in our overall workforce, despite population increase up here in the Hunter over the last while, and particularly the last 12 months. Our total workforce isn't growing that strongly, which is a sort of indication of we reckon there's a bit of fatigue out there, that businesses have still got the ads out there looking for people, but they're not having as much success as they would like. And the people that are looking for work, who haven't got the skills and the experience matched to meet the jobs, are also parking themselves, and that's been reflected in a drop in the participation rate. In other words, people who are actually out there in the workforce or actively looking for work. Some of the people have just given up and probably waiting for another opportunity to come along at some time in the future.
Gee, it feels like that ongoing battle of the jigsaw puzzle, doesn't it? You know, I've got skills A and B, but they want skills X, Y, and Z. And I mean, let's be honest, I know I'm not going to be the CEO of a tech firm anytime soon or modelling underwear in a Kmart catalogue, but those that do want those jobs, the jobs aren't there, and those that are missing that got the jobs don't have the skills for it.
Yes, it's a situation where we're trying to encourage employers and so are workforce providers to really look hard at people's, you know, transferable skills and their university of life qualifications, if you like, as opposed to what they might have in a certificate or a piece of paper, unless, of course, they need those trade qualifications for licensing requirements. But look at experience and try and think laterally when taking on people rather than just laying down a specific degree or diploma requirement and particular length of experience when many people out there are keen to learn on the job. And there's lots of micro-skilling courses out there now and free TAFE and a whole bunch of other offers that we think that can be combined where the businesses can accommodate that. And obviously very small businesses find it very difficult to be flexible because they simply don't have the resources to do that. But larger businesses, we know, are looking at these opportunities to try and do just that.
Yeah, and in the middle of all that, Bob, you say that business confidence, that is up a little bit despite some of this stuff that we've been talking about there, and that caution around, hiring more generally, notwithstanding the skill stuff, but also push-pull factors that are beyond the individual business that are at play as well.
Yes, so business conditions survey told us that the business confidence is still negative, but it's less negative than it has been. But what was within that, there was a drop in the number of businesses that were expressing a desire to employ more people over the next 12 months. So, that's probably reflective of what we're seeing here in the workforce, that people are just, and this time of the year, of course, that begins to happen as well. People tend to start taking their foot off the employers. They tend not to employ people, just before the Christmas break, of course, unless they're in that in industry that has a seasonal demand increase. So we'll see a bit of that as well. We're just waiting to see how reflective that is of an economy that doesn't seem to be going gangbusters or tanking, just drifting along in the middle. and many other things, factors that are reflective of just that. And we'll have to wait to see what happens with interest rates, of course, because that could be a ticker one way or the other.
Oh, that's always something that has to be carefully considered into the mix as well. Bob, you mentioned as well time of year, and I'm not sure if this is a time of year thing or there are some other larger factors at play as well, but we did notice that the youth unemployment numbers were way up, and that's counting everybody. It's a huge net between age 15 and 24, but up from 7% to nearly 13.5%.
Yes, that's a bit disturbing because we saw it starting to increase back in June and through July and now into August. And we thought maybe one of those months, because we know the volatility that we can get with the monthly figures, and we often talk about that. But 3 months of now double digit back in youth unemployment is worrying. You know, we had a real purple patch there where they were single digits right across the valley for nearly 12 months. And what we think we're seeing now is that crust of the youth that have been able to take up the opportunities that are there now have done just that. But what we're seeing now is this the slow take-up of skills and some of these other things that the economy and the training providers are working at. It's just got a bit of a delay factor to it, and we do need to keep an eye on that, because when you consider the new industry opportunities that are coming away for the region, as well as the ambitions of businesses to get back to their business as usual trade, we're going to need a good supply of youth, well-trained and ready to go unemployed youth, as it were. But the fact that they're now that pool is ballooning is suggesting that there is a mismatch in what the employers want and what the employees have.
Yeah, and notwithstanding, of course, HSE people coming off to an end, and yeah, those who have sort of gone to year 10 and have pulled up stumps as well, a whole fresh batch potentially already adding to those numbers. Bob, other than that, everything's 100%, right?
Indeed. You know, like we've footy fever finals time, and you know, we've had the AFL and we've got the NRL and the rugby on the weekend. There's plenty of things happening to distract you away from work-related things, that's for sure.
All right, mate, and I'm sure enjoy the long weekend in a week from here, mate. Thanks for your time as always, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. No problem.
Here he is, the CEO of Business Hunter, Bob Hawes, taking a look at some of the unemployment numbers around the Hunter and beyond with us this morning at 2NURFM.